I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I've mentioned Dick Stout before. He's written several excellent books on treasure hunting, and he does a blog you should be reading called Stout Standards. Dick has just recently announced his retirement from actively pursuing treasures, but he will continue to write his blog, and he's working on a new book that should hit our hobby like dynamite. I'll let you know when it's released. In Dick's latest blog entry, he comes up with a brilliant and hilarious concept. Acronyms for treasure hunters who are also statistics geeks. I can hear you saying, what? Okay, take baseball. Some people watch it for fun, others take it really seriously and compile tons and tons of obscure statistics about the game. If you've ever kept a box score, you know that AB is at-bats, BA is batting average, and RBI is runs batted in. In football, PAT is points after touchdowns. Well, Dick carries this tradition into treasure hunting. What are some obvious stats to keep for treasure hunters? Let's start with number of hunting trips. We'll call that the NOHT for number of hunting trips. Then we've got the number of coins found, the NOCF. When you divide the NOCF by the NOHT, you get the CFPT, coins found per trip. Next, you can record your HTP, hours per trip, or how long your average hunt lasts. And of course, you'll record your CFPT, coins found per trip. Now check out your PFPT, that's pull tabs found per trip, and divide that by your CFPT to find your pull tabs to coin ratio, or PTCR. Isn't this fun? But there's more. Divide your CFPT into your TCVPT, that's total cash value per trip, to find the value of your average find. And of course, you'll have your season totals, coins found per season, CFPS, and total value of coins per season, TVOCPS. I'm sure you can come up with a lot more. Dick Stout came up with a few I never would have thought of, like TYTV, your total YouTube videos, NUBCA, your number of unnecessary but cool-looking accessories. Some of you I know have a pretty high NOVAWC. Number of video appearances wearing camo. I hope your NUFHPO is low. That's your number of unfilled holes per outing. And I hope your NTSFSDV and your NTALIV are also low. Number of times same find is shown in different videos, and number of times acting like an idiot in a video. And finally, my favorite, don't be a dwafernish. That's a D-W-F-A-M-Y-S-H, or detectorist whose finds always make you say, yeah, right. If you have your own favorite stats, post a comment on my podcast page. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. For more free articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.